Who wants a body massage?
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Son of a...
Yeah.
The Hard Line.
Isn't cortisone an anti-inflammatory?
And I think it is. I don't think it's a numbing.
Yeah, whatever, but it takes the pain away for a certain amount of time so you can play football or basketball.
Yeah, but you're describing it as some type of anesthesia. I think it acts as an anesthetic.
No, it's not a numbing agent. I think it just prevents friction.
Okay.
Thanks, Dr. Scott.
I thought it was a numbing agent.
So did I. Scott.
I know it numbed mine.
Did it? Pretty messed up?
No, that's a Cowboys press conference.
By the way, Mike, we were watching you during the Bill Parcells press conference.
Yes, that was a big numbing agent for you.
Well, that was. Nodding off to and fro. And Kevin noticed something very peculiar as you were napping during the Bill Parcells press conference. Your right arm kept floating up and down.
It did?
Yes. Like it would raise real high and then it would drop. No.
Oh, you were crashed.
You were totally out.
And we'll get to see that again in about 10 minutes.
What?
Ranch Report.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Ryder.
What do you want to get into?
What are we doing? Greg the Hammer Williams.
Also
starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Burrito! Go! The Hard Line! 3:25 is the time. 25 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time, according to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And this is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Wednesday. We have a very big show on tap for everyone. So today I'm driving up to the Dickies One Stop.
Get you a meat witch?
No. To get water.
Oh.
The one over there on McKinney? McKinney and Maple?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a good place.
Did you get you some Dasani?
As a matter of fact, I did.
It's interesting.
Got me some nice Dasani. But as I'm turning left, I sort of look at about, 1 o'clock or so. And there, steaming around the bend, bearing down upon everything in its path, was the Dart.
Isn't that a frightening automobile?
It's just a dumb automobile.
I recognized it by the cigarette butt that was tossed from the window.
Shut up.
From the driver's window. Right.
Wasn't a cigarette.
Was it a joint?
Just get my pre-show buzz on, Greg. Just like you do every day, just like we all do.
It was Dan Paul in the Dart. No doubt after having fallen out of bed for the first time today, only 10 minutes before.
Did you go out last night, Danny? That's a yes. Did you?
No.
Danny?
No.
You didn't go out?
Mm-mm.
What'd you do?
Stayed at home and prayed.
You went out.
Of course he did.
How late were you out?
I don't know. 11.
About 6?
11.
Why are you having trouble with this? Did you go out or not?
What does it matter?
What does anything matter?
It's true.
We just want to know.
Were you scared of the dart?
I always fear the dart.
By the way, why are you parking the dart now? I've noticed this in the last couple of weeks. You're parking it out there outside the building.
Because I don't support this parking garage.
Well, where do you park the dart?
Park out on the street, under a nice tree.
And that's not supporting the parking garage?
That's right.
What's that got to do with... How do you support the parking garage by parking in here?
I just don't believe in the parking garage, Greg.
Why?
The thing is his car is so easily identifiable, because it's the only one left in America.
Right.
That he can't park illegally
like
down here.
Like a Valiant.
You know how Greg always parks illegally down in visitor's parking? Well, he can't do that, because he'll get a ticket.
And a boot.
Yeah, and get a boot put on the dart.
Why does Grego never have that happen to him?
Because he's got an unidentifiable car.
Yeah,
it's just random. You guys
drive
have
those.
New random cars.
If the same car is there every day, wouldn't that tell you something?
Well,
something's up.
He's also the hammer.
And plus
needs to be stopped.
The parking guys are on the take with the hammer.
Oh, he's got him so paid off.
He flips some Reeboks and Miller Lite.
You know what? What I love about this is the fact that how you are putting all that on me. When you usually park next to me every day.
Oh, there's no doubt.
What do you even... I don't even know you right now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even work together anymore.
Snake!
Yeah, I park down there, too.
Right.
That needs to be stopped.
Well, you know why we do it?
Why?
So we don't have to take the elevator and get stuck like you do.
Right.
I take the stairs these days. You don't get stuck on the stairs.
Elevator.
I thought the dart was going away.
In time.
I thought you weren't under wifely orders that the time had come for you to do something about the dart.
Well, the dart's going to be exchanged for the duster.
The bit continues.
What year is the Dodge Duster?
71. So you're older than the dart.
So you're going from a 72 dart to a 71 duster. Look at him in there.
I know. Stay strong, Danny.
This is just shtick.
What do you want me to do?
Have your wife, who's rich, buy you a car. How many times has she ever sat in the dart? I guarantee you can count it on one hand that she has sat in that dart and driven around.
I guarantee you when you all go somewhere together, you go in her car.
There's no doubt.
Seriously, how many times do you think she's been in there?
Probably twice.
Twice? His wife.
Do you blame her?
No!
She didn't want to ride in that thing.
I don't either. It's always loaded with gear and...
Beer.
Beer.
Ashes and
ribs.
Butts and...
Yeah, rigs.
Scabs. Ribs.
That lady's always in the back. You always got a white trash lady from Argyle where? Or something out there.
Argyle. Argyle.
Is that possible new default?
It's the first time I've ever mentioned the city in my life.
We'll hear it again.
Oh, will we?
We will hear that again. That's the new Quanah.
And all the Argyllians out there.
Well, no, they're called Argyllians.
They're Argylites.
Anyway, I just wanted to tell everybody about my run-in with the dart today.
Why didn't you yell at me? I don't know.
Well, number one, you were driving too fast.
It only goes 30 miles an hour, Mike.
Yeah, the speed limit there is like 20.
Plus, he couldn't yell over
you were barreling.
Couldn't yell over the fog hat that was coming out of the windows. He had that cranked.
And you were focusing on getting rid of the cigarette butt anyway.
There's no cigarette butt.
Who believes that?
What the hell was that?
It was fog hat.
Fog hat on a slow ride. That's what that was.
That's why you don't park in the parking garage, because you sit down there before work for about 20 minutes just cranked with your windows down.
Get my fool from the city on. Just lighting up one cigarette with the burned out butt of the other one. Stowing the the Jim Beam flask underneath the seat.
And you're always moving in slow motion, you know? It's like the beginning of Days of Confused, you know? You get out of the car real slow, you wheel around.
Pop on the Ray-Bans.
Yep. Flick the cigarette, his ashes just fly real slow.
Flip up
the butt goes end over end before it hits the ground.
Flip up the side mirror with one free hand. Straighten out that rock and roll haircut.
Are you not amused by all this, Grego?
No, I find it pretty stupid. But I do find the dark fascinating.
All right, Texas fans, mobilize. We are getting ready to piss you off. Isn't that Longhorn? What is it? Horns fans?
I don't know.
Whatever,
But we'll be the topic of it.
Yeah, that hornsfans.com. All you little weenies, get ready to roll because we're coming at you next.